CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Sound being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-in. There is Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pentagraph, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KF4CKT. Next, we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG. He's down there in Rome, Georgia. Next is Miss Rebecca, N4UYB. She's down there in Monroe, Georgia. Then we'd like to welcome Richard, KE4VGN. He's down there in Greenville. Next is Mr. Mayo, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Gus, and he is down there in Ponte Gorda, Florida, AA4GH. Next, we'd like to welcome Miss Linda, KG4QLQ. And she brings along Mr. Don, KG4PFI. And that makes their home down there in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, also out of Simpsonville. Next is Andy, WA4JJZ, and he's out of Aiken, South Carolina. Next is Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and she brings along her husband, Mr. Leon, NC9D, and they make their home up here in Hendersonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI. He's down there in Table Rock. Next is Bill, KC4W. He's down there in Anderson. Next is Ryland, K4RYL. He's down there in Greenville. Next, we'd like to welcome Lee, N4CRV. He's out of Simpsonville. Then we've got Mark, our Tuesday night net controller, KQ4WHN. He's down there in Greer. Next, we got my good friend Chris, Cliff, KD4CTJ. He's over here in Etowah. Or actually, I think he's in Harrisonville this evening. Then we've got Mr. Lenny, KR4IUB, out of Ely. Then we've got Mr. Andrew, KO4CES. He's down there out of Inman. Next, we'd like to welcome John, KR4RJN. He's out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. And last on this pre-net check-ins is Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, and he makes his home down there in Eastleigh. And we will recheck just to make sure. Nope, no new ones. So that concludes our pre-net check-ins. We don't have any echo links, so we will move over to the RF. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Me and Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. Excuse me, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont, and we'll both be negative and negative. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Wareshoals, and she'll also be negative and negative. 73 CU and all on the net. WD4DYH, Whiskey Delta 4, Delta Yankee Hotel. Johnny, mobile, Traverse Rest, no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you, and thank you for calling the net.
trying to check in Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Zulu Uniform. This is Vernon Black Mountain. Thanks for calling the net. 73 to you and everyone listening. No more traffic. KR4DZ, another clear.
04 HKX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick. Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
This is KO4HKX, Silver Ridge 2-meter net. We got us a fine group to start us off. First, there's Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. They made their home down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYH. He's mobile down there in Travelers Rest. Johnny, good to hear you tonight. Be careful out there on the mobile. And then we'd like to welcome Vern, KR4DZU, out of Black Mountain. Vern, good to hear you tonight. Hope you're doing well over that way and staying somewhat dry. Then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. That's Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. And he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY. They made their home down there in Easley. And Joy, Gary, please tell Joy at least I said hello. And good to hear you tonight. Hope y'all are doing well. All right. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, number is 2-meter net. I guess we got them all on that first pass, so we'll move on up to my favorite group, which is Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. I will be negative negative tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
KX 4HKX, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Charlie, KO4HYC, Ann in Landrum, and my handsome husband, KO4HYD, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Yankee Delta, Steve.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 is KR4EEE, Greg, in Hendersonville. Thanks for calling the net. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4HKX, from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first, there's Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home over there in Canlis. Harry, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the family are doing well and staying dry over that way. Then we'd like to welcome Miss Ann, KO4HYC. And she brings along her husband, Steve, her handsome husband, as she worded it, Steve, KO4HYD. And they made their home down there in Landrum. Ann, good to hear you tonight. I hope you and Steve are doing well, and you're sounding really good in the repeater, full quality. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, my neighbor, KR4EEE. He's over here just across the county line in Harrisonville. Greg, good to hear you. Hope you and the family have had a good weekend, and hope you enjoyed that beautiful day yesterday out with the family. But good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, sir. All right, with that, we will try one more time. Echo Through Hotel, Echo Through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. I guess we got everybody in that first pass there on that group also, so we'll move on up to India Through Lima. India Through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it'll be where I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
KX. Hope you're having a good night. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
Echo,
And everyone on the net, please check in and out. Kilo Uniform Niner Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. And we'll look forward to maybe seeing you this weekend at the Ingalls meet and greet. God willing, and the creeks don't rise. 73, Patrick.
4 HKX. Patrick, thanks for calling the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 73.
4 HKX. Patrick? Please check in Joe, Kilo 4, Juliet, Delta, and Greer. Negative and negative tonight.
KO4, HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We got another fine group here. And to start us off in this group is Mr. James, KK4JFO. He makes his home over there in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you. I hope y'all have a safe ride into school tomorrow. And take care, and thanks for taking care of those kiddos on the bus. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN. He's down there in Greenville. Ken, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. He makes his home up there in Fletcher. And Sid, hope you and Miss Beverly have a good week. And thank you, sir, for calling the net over on the 146640 machine. Always enjoy checking into it and listening to it as I'm getting ready to call this net over here. Do appreciate everything you do for that net. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KQ4KTU. He's over there in Hendersonville. Scott, good to hear you, and thanks for being here tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. He makes his home in Hendersonville. And Steve, I'm making plans to attend. I've got a buddy of mine that hopefully he's going to come test, so I've been pushing him along this week. So looking forward to that and getting to see everybody. Then we're going to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They made their home down there in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. You're sounding like your voice is bothering you a little bit again, but hopefully the howling door has stopped anyway. But appreciate you being there tonight, and I hope you and Miss Donna have an awesome week. Then we'd like to welcome Joe, KK4JD. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Joe, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, sir, and I hope you have an awesome week also. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Buddy, with that pass, sounds like we got everybody again. So we will move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. I'll stop right there for just a minute. This is KO4HKX. Sounds like we had a station trying to check in, but you were not holding the repeater. So if you're on a HT, I'm going to talk here for just a minute and give you a chance to walk around and find the best spot and stand right there and try that one more time. And again, this is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So I'll give you that one more try. And EchoLink, I'll see you over there. I'll be to you shortly. So that last station that was trying to check in, please try again. KO4HKX. With that, we'll just go ahead and pause right here and let EchoLink, only EchoLink station only, please call KO4HKX. And the Echolink stations only. Echolink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, this is KW4KWS, Kevin and Ed.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin. He's a good friend of mine and lives there in Etowah. KW4KWS. He makes his, like I said, makes his home in Etowah. Kevin, good to hear you tonight. Hope you and the family, or you and the missus, are doing well. And look forward to seeing you maybe Saturday. With that, we still have another Echolink station waiting. And Charles, I see you over there. So if you want to go ahead and check in, please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX, Charles, Echolink didn't hold there, so if you're having trouble, just send me a text and I'll get you checked in, if you can hear me. With that, we will try again one more time. Mike through Papa, Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX.
Jets, please check in. WG4MC, this is Matt, Western Greenville County, B Native and Native, 73, GU and all the net.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And we'd like to welcome our Thursday night net controller. That's Mr. Matt, WG4MC. He makes his home down there in Greenville. Matt, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. I hope you have a great week, and I hope you and the family, or everyone is doing well in your house, you and your family. So, and looks like we're going to have to work with Charles a little bit, but he did text me, so I'll get him in this log here. We'd like to welcome Mr. Charles, KN4KWA. He makes his home over in Hendersonville. And Charles, good to hear you, or good to see you tonight. And we'll have to work on the Echolink with you. But appreciate you being there tonight. That was good for a laugh anyway, for me. With that, we will go ahead and move on up to the next group tonight, which is Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Thank you for calling the net tonight. Good evening to all on the net tonight. I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Hello, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG. This is Chris Liberty. And we'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
4HKX. Hey, Patrick. Would you please check in? Whiskey 4, Sugar, Bravo X-ray. That's W4SPX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll also be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net, Patrick.
KX. In November 4, Tango Lima Papa. N4 TLP, Terry and Moore. Negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And we already got Charles, so we'll start with Mr. Tom, N0TR. And Tom, he makes his home down there in Greer. Tom, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Bernice are doing well and enjoying the quiet, slow rain. Then we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you. Hope you're doing well. And thanks for coming by and checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brad, W4SBX. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. Brad, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Terry, N4TLP. He makes his home down there in Moore. And appreciate you being there tonight, Terry. And thanks for the text message earlier. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. J, N2NVY. He makes his home over there in Lake Lure. He was the one trying to check in earlier that wouldn't hold in a repeater. He sent me a text message. Jay, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for making the effort, and appreciate you shooting me a text and letting me know it was you. But with that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Internet. That follows, we'll move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform 2 Zulu. Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
KKX. Patrick, please check in Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu, Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. Both here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on net.
HKX. Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Quebec, India. This is Jose in Taylor, South Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
KX. Good evening, Patrick, and everyone on the net. This is KG4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4, Zulu Golf Sierra. This is Chris over here in Campobello in northern Spartanburg County. And no traffic, and but I'll stick around for any rag chew.
HKX. Everyone on the net, could you please check in? Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar. That's KQ4YOO, Clint in Honeypath, and I'll be negative and negative.
Stop right here. Chris, calm please, sir.
This is Chris over here. It's KG4ZGS. That's Kilo Golf 4 Zulu Golf Sierra, and I'm in Campobello.
Well, Paul's right here to recognize this group. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. First, there, we'd like to welcome my friend Shane, N4ZLK. He makes his home down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I hope you and Beth are having a good weekend and enjoyed your Valentine's Day. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. David, WB4ZPH. He makes his home down there in Taylor's. David, good to hear you back on the radio. Hope you've been doing well. And thanks for coming by and checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They make their home down there in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you and Miss Angela had a good weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jose, KQ4YQI. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Jose, I hope you and Dee had a good day yesterday. And thanks for coming by and stopping in. Please tell her we said hello. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Clint, KQ4YOO. Makes his home down there in Honeypath. And Clint, good to hear you. Then we got Mr. Chris, KG4ZGS. He's down there in Campobello. And Chris, I got you down for a comment, so I'll be back around to you shortly. And with that, we will try one more time. Oh, wait a minute. We got an Echo Link station up, so we're going to pause right here. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net Control, check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Mike Whiskey Alpha, long distance check-in from Cocoa Beach, Florida. I'm not at the house. Please check me in now, please.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel, Ted in Greenville, KQ4YUH, checking in. I'll be negative and negative. And thank you very much for doing this.
Check that last station there. Can I get your name and location again just so I can verify everything, please, sir?
This is Ted, Tango Echo Delta. Call sign is Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Uniform Hotel. I'm in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Name was Ted, is that correct? Is that your legal name?
That's the name I go by. Legal name is Edward.
Roger that. Just double-checking everything. But I appreciate you being there and working with me, Ted. So I'll put it in here to call you, Ted. Just so you know, we're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. And appreciate you being here. And looks like you've not been in the hobby too long, so welcome to the hobby because it's the first time you've checked in with me. So appreciate you being here tonight. And, again, I'm editing that now to make sure to call you, Ted. So, Appreciate that. And with that, I'll be right back. Kilo 4 HKX, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Matt, WX4MYA. He's down there in Florida. Hey, Matt, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by, and I hope you enjoyed some warm weather down that way. If you get a chance, bring it back with you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ted, KQ4YUH. He's down there in Greenville. And Ted, again, welcome to the hobby and welcome to the net. We're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. All right, we've got a couple Echo Link stations up, so I don't make sure they're all checked in. They're all just listening, so we will try again. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. That's Jim in Berea, negative and negative, via Echolink.
Howdy, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jim, KO4YHY. He makes his home down there in Berea. Jim, sorry about that. Appreciate you being there tonight. Didn't mean to do that. I looked over there and it looked like I checked everybody in, but I'm so used to seeing your call sign up here. I guess I just overlooked it. But appreciate you being there tonight, and thanks for correcting me there. All right, with that, we're going to go ahead and open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. If you got a letter in your call sign, please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Sounds like we might have got everybody for the first pass here. So we'll go ahead and secure the net. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with between RAG 2s. And I have Mr. Chris for RAG 2 this evening, KG4ZGS. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hey there, Patrick. You asked me to repeat my call sign. Was I doubling with somebody, or am I not coming in strong? That's not my comment, but I was curious on that.
It's all me. Fat finger didn't, couldn't get your call sign, and I don't remember it well enough yet to pull it out of the memory, so I had to get you to repeat it. That was all my fault.
All good, man. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't something with my radio. I'm sitting here programming radios in my driveway. I first spoke with you and my dad, so you know him, KF4DAO, and anyway, I just went up and saw my folks this weekend, and my dad helped me install a GMRS radio in my car, so now I've got my mobile station kind of upgraded a little bit, and I'm sitting side by side with these radios, and I'm trying to learn how to program this GMRS thing.
Well, I listen to GMRS a lot. I got my license. I can talk on it. But I listen to it quite a bit. There's quite a few good repeaters around the area. I don't know what you can hear from down in Campobello, but there's quite a few of them around to listen to and be a part of. So they're good communities. A group of people there, too. So what kind of GMRS radio did you get put in there?
We put in, and I'm going to mangle the name because I've done said it wrong so many times. It's a Woshan. I'm going to call it a Woshan KGXS20G Plus. I got it from Buy Two Way Radios. And, I've got my dual band on a gooseneck mount in my car, and so I put a little extender bar on the mount, and I was able to set my dual band 2 meter 440 radio on the left hand side, and then I put the GMRS radio on the right hand side. And I've been trying to obtain permissions for some of their repeaters and stuff. GMRS is totally new to me. I'm much more comfortable in 2 meters and 440, but I guess GMRS is kind of similar to 440, but so I'm just trying to sit here. I got a Woshan antenna mount for my car, the trunk lip, and I am not happy with that antenna mount at all, so I'm going to get I've got on my dual band right now is an Anina. I don't know, A-N-I-N-A, Anina. It's an NMO mount. And I'm going to get another one just like it to put my GMRS antenna on. It's adjustable, and I can straighten the antenna out. Right now, my GMRS antenna is sitting cockeyed off the side of my car.
I don't know which ones you're talking about, but I know the type you're talking about. And, yeah, you want to try to get that straight up as you can so you don't whack it on everything. But, Chris, I'm going to pause right here. We got an EchoLink station up, so I'm going to try to give them a chance to check in here right quick. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKS. KO4HKX, the KK4 station. If you want to check in, I'm going to give you opportunity to check in. Go ahead. Call KO4HKX or net control. Come back around here in a minute. He might be having some trouble. We'll give him a chance to check in here again in a minute. But Chris, I've been thinking about putting a GMRS radio in my vehicle also. I usually carry a HT with me, and so that's why I say I listen a lot more than I talk on GMRS, just because of that. But I spend so much time talking over here on the 610 and the 64 that I don't know if I'd have a chance to get on GMRS much.
Yeah, well, I think I had gotten on this net, and I was talking about getting an HT, and the Baofeng radio that I got is capable of hitting those GMRS channels, and someone warned me not to step on a landmine, and they said I need to reread Rule 95, so I did, and I was like, crap. So anyway, I went ahead and bought a GMRS certified radio meeting FCC Rule 95, I don't know, E or whatever it is, and so I'm just trying to up my capabilities for my mobile station here. I think I'll probably still do more on 2 meters at some point. I have begun studying for my general license, so that's my goal to get that this year in the first, I don't know, half of the year or so. So it depends on whatever I got time to study, but I would like to put an HF radio in my car as well. So I'm going to be one of those fellows with, you know, 5 antennas on the back of my car, but that's okay. And, but yeah, I'm enjoying it. I've made a couple contacts on GMRS already, and it was interesting. I was on the Pickens repeater, the Pickens 700, and when I was in Pickens County earlier, I was having a hard time hitting it, but from here in Campobello, my line of sight is much better, so I thought that was interesting.
That RF is a funny thing, and I don't think it ever works the way we truly envision it does, but you never know. But down there where you're at in Campobello, you ought to be able to hit quite a few the GMRS repeater up on Barawala, which is be straight up 26. It might make it down that far.
Yeah, I've requested access to the Columbus machine in North Carolina, and then I've got stuff. I got Pickens, Traveler's Rest. I've got Columbia, so I've got a few in there, and it's interesting. I'm glad I can hit at least that Pickens machine from my driveway, but it was crazy. I was on Highway 11 and going up and down the hills, so, you know, sometimes I was in a hole or whatever, but I was right close to Pickens, and they said I was real scratchy, and at one point I started to fade away, but then I tried it again from my driveway, and even though I'm a lot further away from Pickens than I was earlier this afternoon, because I'm not in those valleys and the mountains and everything, the line of sight is a lot better, and they said I was coming in strong, so I thought that was pretty interesting. So, yeah, I'm just trying to outfit my mobile, I call it my mobile command station. It's kind of a silly joke on my end here.
KI4LZI with a comment.
Go ahead, Andy.
4LZI. That 4627 machine is up on Glassy Mountain, just outside of Pickens. It is. And the Traveler's Rest GMRS machine, I know some of us in the amateur side that's been out a little bit know, it's up there at Gene's place, up at FHJ's place, where that Traveler's Rest GMRS machine's at. And the 462, 6750, that's Caesar's head. And you may already know this. I don't know if you do, but you might. They have a nap Monday night at 7:30. One month it's on the 462-7. Another month it's on 462-6750. It is 1 month to the next. It varies. Back to that, KI4LZI.
Were you able to get all that information from Andy?
Yeah, roger that, Andy, and thank you very much for that info. And I know this is a 2-meter net, and y'all are probably rolling your eyes at me for talking about GMRS, but it's radio stuff, and I'm out here. So anyway, but yeah, I am aware of the 7:30 Monday night net. I was not aware that it varies from repeater to repeater based on the month, so I'll look that up and see if I can't get on it tomorrow.
Chelsea guy. I can't remember the name of the website right now, but there's a website that's just for that. That'll tell you about that. Just as, if I remember correctly, this coming next Saturday, they're going to have a meet and greet over there at Easley. If I remember right, the name's called Butterbeans. The restaurant's called something Butterbeans. You go on that website and you'll read more about it. I know Mindel keeps wanting me to get my GMRS license. I'm going to, but I got a lot of other that I'm going through right now, so it'll have to be a little bit later. But I've been listening to all this for years, so I'm very aware of it. Back to that, KI4LZI.
KO4HX, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Chris, Andy, I'm going to pause here. I've got another EchoLink station up, so I'm going to pause and give them priority to check in. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KN4LPJ, Kilo November 4, Lima, Papa, Juliet. Name here's Brad. Just saw some activity on this repeater through EchoLink. Thought I'd say hello. How you fellas doing this evening?
KN4LPJ. He's down there in, it says Elgin. But appreciate you being there tonight. And we're all doing well. Just drag to it a little bit here tonight now in the portion of the net with Chris and Andy talking about GMRS. But we're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller if you want to come by and join us as often as you can.
Yeah, appreciate that. I'm actually in Bedford County, Virginia right now, and had a little extra free time. And, you know, you start looking around for where there might be some radio activity, and maybe you don't find any in the immediate area that you happen to be in. So I start playing around on EchoLink and sort of stumbled on you guys. I was born and raised in Anderson, South Carolina, but been down in Elgin for the last 20 years or so. You know, just thought I would see what was going on tonight and again, stumbled on you guys, but, don't want to interfere, but, just wanted to say hello.
Interfering, like I said, we're just around rack tuning a little bit, about some GMRS, but good to hear you. And, be careful up there in Virginia. I guess you're up there visiting family or vacation or something. But when you come back this way, be careful. But good to hear you tonight.
Yeah, appreciate that. Just up here visiting family for the long weekend and headed back to South Carolina tomorrow. Been raining cats and dogs here all day long, about 45 degrees. And looking forward to sunny weather tomorrow if the weatherman's right. But I'll back out of here. Again, I just wanted to say hello. Hope you guys are doing well. And I'll be on the side listening for a while. interested in GMRS. Got interested in ham before, you know, first. Didn't even really know anything about GMRS. And interested in that for some family members who I can't seem to get interested in ham radio. Might be an option for them. So, like I said, I'll be on the side. I'm going to listen for a while.
And again, have a safe trip home tomorrow. It's been raining pretty much all day here where I'm at, in because I live in Brevard, North Carolina, just outside of Brevard. I live in Penrose. But good to hear you tonight. And again, have a safe trip back home. And thanks for stopping by tonight. And come by as often as you can. Like I said, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. But go ahead and pick it back up, Chris and Andy.
Yeah, KG4ZGS here, Chris. And, yeah, I'm just, that's all. I've been bugging you guys on your nets, for the last few weeks. And, so anyway, I've gotten back into the hobby. GMRS is new to me. So since I'm back in the hobby, I've reread through the technician portion of, all the stuff that I got my license with back in the day. And I started reading the general license material, and I'm watching a bunch of YouTube videos, and then I stumbled down the GMRS rabbit hole, and now I'm sitting here playing with that too. So I guess GMRS is frequencies in the 462 megahertz range, and on the repeaters they do a plus 5 megahertz offset, so they retransmit to the repeater on 467. And then essentially it's UHF, and there are pre-specified channels that you're allowed to transmit on, and you got to have a FCC certified GMRS radio for your transmissions to be legal. And so it's kind of like CB, but it's a UHF version of CB, and it's kind of like ham, but not. It's its own little thing. So I stumbled down that rabbit hole, and so now I've got my dual band ham radio, and I've got my GMRS radio, and I've got my HT tri-band radio, and just got to study my general and then figure out where I'm going to stuff a HF radio in my car, because I'm running out of room.
I have to go back and pull the dual band out and put in one of the, what they call a little shack in a box, like a IC7000 or the 706 or the 857D, a couple radios that are anything from 440 all the way through the HF bands, and they're about the size of the dual bands you have in there now. So you might have to switch up a little bit.
You're
going to go that route.
I'm looking at a Yaesu FT891 and getting a diamond antenna for it. But I don't know. My dad and I we're trying to engineer this thing. I've got this gooseneck mount with the extender bar, and I've got these two radios on it. And the setup looks pretty sharp. It's really cool. We installed a power bus under my hood so we could install multiple radios and have one series of power cables going to my battery. So it's a bang-up job that my dad helped me do. And I've learned a lot installing these radios and everything. So we're trying to figure out, we might build a console or something that I can stuff some radios in, or I don't know, dude. I don't know, but it's just like you guys told me when I got back into the hobby, you're like, get ready to spend some money, and I guess I see that that is the case.
Go for it, HKX. It can happen very quickly in this hobby. Sounds like you got an understanding wife, though, because she was in the car the other night when I was talking to you, and I didn't hear any smacks in the background, so it sounds like she's okay with most of it.
Yeah, it's a good hobby to have. Keeps me out of trouble, I guess, and so, you know, we've got a young son, but I take care of him during the day, and it's kind of getting on the radio. Something I can do just to kind of unwind a little bit.
KI4LZ, I want to add one more thing before I forget it. Y'all was talking about earlier between this 2 meters and GMRS, it's UHF. Now, UHF, and I've listened to this for years and decades, UHF is good, but UHF is a lot shorter range communications than what this here VHF is. You're on 2 meters. But you got to have a tech license to use 2 meters. UHF has a lot shorter range, and all GMRS is UHF. KI4LZI.
Yep, Andy. UHF, as I understand, is between 10 centimeters and 1 meter. So UHF includes the 70 centimeter 440 band. And also the GMRS, which is on 462 and 467. And yes, I have found that it is much shorter communication. In terms of VHF, I guess the only other band that I could get into is 6 meters. I'm not super interested in 6 meters. As I've been learning, apparently the average human height is close to a harmonic level of the 6 meter, and so your body can act like an antenna and pick up extra RF radiation if you're not careful. I don't know if that's true, but kind of iffy on 6 meters. But yeah, I do want to get into HF so I can do longer distance. But I'm just trying to outfit like local type stuff, prepper wise, you know, in case of an emergency, emergency comms, or if I'm traveling to my parents' house, I want to be able to have multiple avenues of local communication, stuff like that. So that's kind of why I'm messing around with this GMRS stuff.
Control for a late check-in, if I may.
Yep.
Hey, Control, if you would please check in. Sorry to interrupt, guys, but if you would please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Zulu Lima Echo. That's KQ4ZLE. This is Anthony. I'm in Townville on Lake Laurel. I'll be negative, negative. Good evening, guys, to you and everybody on the net.
L4HX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Anthony, KQ4ZLE. Anthony, good to hear you out there, and I appreciate you being here tonight. He's down there in Townville. I hope you and the missus and the family are doing well. And then we'd like to, while I've got this, guys, I'm going to go ahead and see if we got any more check-ins. Looking for check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HX.
Dex? Dex, this is Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll just be in and out. 73 is to everybody listening tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
In and out, Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel Lima, Zulu, Benson and Marshall. Thank you for calling the net, sir. 73 all around.
KO4HX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, KO4IPB. He's down there in Greenville. Paul, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for being there, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Benson, KQ4HLZ. He's up there in Marshall. Benson, good to hear you. I haven't heard you in a while. Thanks for coming by and checking in with us. I hope everything's been going well, and you and the family are staying warm up that way. But thanks for being there tonight. With that, we'll try one more time, guys, and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Alrighty, this is KO4HKX. Chris, you and Andy still out there?
Hey, this is KG4ZGS. I'm still here. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got on it. I'm just out here programming this radio and checking it out. It's another interesting part of the radio hobby, generally. Not exactly ham, but tangentially related, I guess. So anyway, that's about all I had to say about it. So anyway, it's good to talk to you, Patrick, and thanks for that extra info there, Andy, and I appreciate you guys. And thanks for calling the net, Patrick, and I'll say 73s to you guys. This is KG4ZDS.
KI4LZI. centimeter ham band is? As far as the characteristics goes, that'll be how your GMRS is going to be. As you were saying a while ago, all that, was it 70 centimeters or the 462 and the 467 range of the input frequencies of the GMRS repeater, all that's UHF. I know here where I live here in the heart of summer, I'm deep in a hole here, and it's difficult a lot of times for me to even hear a lot of UHF here, but yet certain things on 2 meters I do okay with, but this is VHF. So you just have to keep that part in mind. When it comes to UHF, just like you were saying earlier about the 462.7, just keep in mind it's on Glacier Mountain, just outside of Pickens. It's a little mountain, but it's not like Caesar's Head, so it ain't going to have the altitude that, say, the 462.6 to 750 on Caesar's Head will have, because that GMRS is up on Caesar's Head. Back to that, KI4LZI.
KO4HX, number 2 meter net. Chris, Andy, thanks for coming by and hanging out with me for a few minutes tonight. Enjoyed the conversation, and I'm sure lots of people got some information they could use out of that. Believe it or not, quite a few people that I talk to that have their ham radio license also have their GMRS. I don't see any reason we can't talk about it. But appreciate y'all being there tonight, and they helped me extend the net out. I do enjoy it. But with that, we will try one more time, see if we got any check-ins, and then we'll carry on. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Check in, KG4I, Kilo Golf 4 India. This is Roger over in Spartanburg.
KG4I, correct?
Roger, Roger, Kilo Golf 4 India. Or Whiskey Uniform Romeo Foxtrot 391 on GMRS.
Taking GMRS check-in, so, but Roger, I appreciate you being there tonight. It's the first time you checked in with me, and with that, I'll let you know that we're here every night at 9 o'clock with a different net controller. Love to have you check in as often as you can. Come by and hang out with us, rag to you for a little bit, and get to know everybody. Roger, we'd like to welcome Roger, KG4I. He makes his home down there in Spartanburg. But Roger, good to hear you, and thanks for coming by and checking in with us.
Talking about the GMRS stuff, there's a lot of activity on the repeater over on Crowder's Mountain, and then there's a good bit of activity on the repeater up in on Cherry Mountain up near Bostic, North Carolina, too.
Crowder's Mountain is one of the bigger ones around the area. And then there's a new one up on Flat Top Mountain, up around Swannanoa, that's got some really, really good coverage over my way, because I live over here toward Brevard, North Carolina. So that's the one I can't hear the Crowder's Mountain from where I'm at, but I hear a lot about it. Figure with that one, I'll have to look it up and see if I can, what I can do with it.
North Carolina, but the one in Marion is on the same frequency. That's the trouble I find. I'm on high ground over here in Spartanburg where I'm at, and I got a big high gain vertical way up in the air, and I can pick up two different repeaters on the same frequency a lot of times. But at any rate, what I was going to tell you is the one on Cherry Mound on Tuesday night, they have a net at 8 o'clock or at 8:30. I'll be set. They change it around. Sometimes it's at 7:30, sometimes it's at 8:30. I think they're doing it at 8:30 right now.
I'll have to see about that one. And Chris, that lives down in Campobello, he might have a better shot at the Crowder's Mountain or the Cherry Mountain from his location down that way, down 26 corridor. But over here where I'm at, these mountains getting away a lot of UHF stuff. It doesn't carry too far. So, but I'll have to look into the Cherry Mountain. I had never heard of it.